place. We are in the evolutionary movement and ascent of humanity is both the rarest of gifts, yet equally critical. We must get the impetus to change now and act. And you know, there's been a really persistent little voice that's echoing throughout the woods here, and I know it very, very clearly because I just adore their wrens. So the wren's voice that started with the show, and we'll just see how long it wants to hang on with us. It brings a message. The medicine is that of going beyond the realm of the known to pursue creation and the adventure that awaits in the mystery. The Wren is all about resourcefulness and boldness and co-creating with nature. The message here, this new consciousness of a new humanity, is real consistent. It is a constant pivot to center, to pure essence, crystalline structure, heart consciousness, no mind. Consciousness is the ultimate reality. I understand that world. Implicitly, the world as consciousness and energy, frequency and vibration, in a dance of ongoing creation. It is fantastical and profound that the teaching and artistry here, what I see in my mind's eye, is that this new consciousness opened as a vibrational portal in 2007 within the Earth's grid, and that it keeps streaming and bubbling and expanding and flow, and the vortex is widening in its impact and reach. This new paradigm of humanity is a movement that will see its fruition by 2020 within new human centers, light and sound temples developing around the globe, anchors of new communication technologies, sciences, arts, alternative medicine, schools for our children that allow for their skill and gifts with quantum physics and their connection to the earth. We have so much to look forward to. The new human consciousness and energy moves and grows with the ascension spiral. And even though I somehow create something new to share with humanity every week for going on 3 years now, I'm really only communicating one evolutionary, ungovernable, unchanging edict to the peoples of the earth. We have the power to heal our lives and our world and live from center once again. And all focus here, independent of what I say in words, but convey in tone and vibration and light and the nature cooperating with us and sound, is on your ability and responsibility to see through the looking glass to what can be beyond form and attachment and egoic creation, to the greater truth of a vibrational reality, a realm of frequency and light, where experience is always calm and razor sharp in clarity. The invitation is ongoing here, when then this consciousness of remembrance, for you to step out of the muckety-muck drama wheel in the hamster cage, unconscious reality of 3D illusion, where rules are followed and everyone conforms to nonsensical reality and regulations and expectations, into a conscious participation with creation. You as light, dancing with light in all its varying shades. When you understand, truly understand yourself as part of one existence, energy as one with you, and you as one with energy, you feel confident and secure and greatly protected from the chaotic mutation of lower energy seeking a higher order. Huge vacuum, still present. Will it go with us into June? Don't know. Don't need to know. The May shows were pretty out there. We hung out a lot way above 3D, and that vibration is in you and still working with you. If you listen more than once to the shows, which I encourage, you will notice different things, hear different things each time, because these shows, this work, attunes to your interior and works with you vibrationally. And each show you embody is shifting you at a core level, so that when you re-listen, you can then go deeper and receive even more sustenance. We just did a lot of work together in May, and I truly honor those of you who have come in recently for a more intimate connection with the Shining Ones and to work with the community and energies within the Walk the Path of Light program. I'm getting it that we're going to take perhaps a little easy today, not go quite as deep and far in reach in the show. I'm hearing that you need a little catch up and regroup space as we head into June. I've gone over the hour mark a couple of times, way over. Randy always is gracious in letting me go a little over, but I don't want to take advantage of that. And yet, I can't watch time. It's all I can do to mind the phone and switchboards and stereo with a no-mind state of being. I stop when the energies feel complete, and usually that lands me in a safe zone time-wise, but not always. So we'll intend a shorter, sweet show today and see how we do with that. I encourage you to revisit the May energies as guided through this paradigm, because they are encoding a foundation for you to step into a very new future. There is a very beautiful existence beckoning us, a wide open door found within your surrender. Within 3D, you know nothing. It's time to grow now into your true light and service to humankind and our beloved Earth. The future is not within anything you've known. The future is true you, devoted you, creating the path before you as you step into it. take a moment here to be with the breath and feel into your heart and allow for just a moment of stillness. Your greater work ongoing right now is feeling and knowing center. Because then you are here, present in what you do and who you are, out of mind and conditioning, and able to respond more accurately and appropriately to the reality passing before you. I will share with you that when I'm guided to a particular music to support and convey the energies of each show, sometimes, as with the last few days, I will put on a song that just comes to my high mind energetically, and I'll play it in the background for hours at a time, over and over. And sometimes it drives Jim a little crazy if he's home. But I don't listen on the surface of the song. I'm attuning to its harmonic, what it is conveying vibrationally. And a song can take me far away from the mind as I work to embody it as light. So the song for today that wanted to be here vibrationally is from the Live on Earth 2 CD, Krishna Das, and the song is called Devi Puja. And ahead of time, before the fact, I had no idea what it meant in interpretation. I just knew the vibration was right on, spot on. But one of my walk pathers found an interpretation for me online. And of course, the song's meaning is calling out, reaching for the goddess, our mother, feeling her, putting her hands out to lift us into herself, embracing us and feeding us, reminding us we have nothing to fear, nothing to worry for. Just inviting us to melt into her. We flow down into her darkness. We fall asleep into her arms, only to wake up into her light, which illumines all the worlds. The light of self. The light of who we are. She and I are one. Mother and child, made of the same stuff, as is the truth for each of you, never apart, never alone, never hungry, always full of the holy milk of being. Devi Puja. Okay, so here we go. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Bring your full attention, all thought, all emotion, all sensory perception and egoic concerns to the treasure of this moment. To the infinite potential and totality of all life that exists in your heart. See in your heart a little ball of golden light that grows by your ability to focus your awareness there. And see that light expand to fill your physical body, as well as the worries and concerns and emotional fragmentation of the limited scope of your mind. see your body
as
a beautiful temple of light. A holy Merkaba in exact attunement and love with the Earth Merkaba. Your DNA and hers are one. And the temple of light that is you connects you with other radiant temples across our globe and throughout an infinite galaxy. Just breathe into that truth. Connect with your feeling nature and imagine the sense of joyous community and shared gifts and relationships of reciprocity within a time of peace for our world. Call out to the Mother, the Goddess, who is guiding us to a better way for our world, a greater truth, deeper meaning.
Jayanti Mangala Kali Bhadrakali Kapalini.
Know that the light within you has the power to diminish all darkness forevermore. That light is a living presence, shining awareness into your own fears, there to awaken the sacred that you carry within. Thus awakening the sacred of our world. I invite you to dedicate this moment and all of your days and every relationship to this invincible, all-encompassing, illumining love that is your inner light, the light which illumines all the world, the light of self, of who you are. There is only this moment, and it is all-inclusive, and you are whole and complete within it. Just allow for a few more breaths. Bring your awareness back to the presence of the show and just dwell in the vast interconnected web of light you are connected to within the template of this show, of the new human, and with the unknown worlds and higher realms of intelligence that are your authentic self.
Shakti Samanvite Bhave Vyasrahino Devi Durge Devi Namostu Narayani Namostu Te.
Namaste. Are you hearing who has moved closer and was singing along with Krishna Das during the meditation? And if you just revisit what the Wren's message, medicine is, with what I shared that the song's meaning was, it's just magic. There is such interdimensional harmony and constant cooperation within the vibrational reality.